And just to say really that for the Egyptians this place, this act of descent is not just a personal act, it is a collective act. Which is why they called it joining the companionship of the Blue Lotus. And as it is not just an individual act, we descend not just into personal depths, but also into collective depths. And I particularly tomorrow a bit want to really look at what that collective dimension as well. But just to hold in mind the possibility that as you do this exercise, it is of course personal, but it's not just personal. Just as the trees are interconnected deep underneath the ground, so also are we with everything else. So once again, we just begin by just sensing the body, sensing your body's contact with the ground or the wall, whatever way you find it. Being aware that as you do so, we're sitting in the temple. Feeling to whatever extent you can the presence of the four great angels standing at the quarters. Being aware of the land, the earth beneath us, the moon, sun, and stars above us. And right at the center of us, the image of the Living One. Asar-un-Nefer, my deep self made beautiful. So I want you to imagine that you're moving in and down, just away from the surface of consciousness, feeling yourself as a lotus floating on the deep sea, the deep waters of the Nun, the waters of the beginning. Feeling the lotus flower slowly closing inwards. And moving downwards into the deep. Moving downwards as the bud descends deep down into the towards the roots. Touching the great web of root. Touching the great web of the universe. And following one thread, one root, feeling its connection with all other roots, just for the moment relaxing downwards, sinking downwards, going into the deep. letting form melt away, just following the faint sense of the root, going deeper and deeper. Until you touch the place that is the bottom, that is the root of roots. Resting there, and feeling the quivering, the stirring, the movement upwards and outwards, as a new sliver of will, of intention, of creation starts to form itself, rising out of the quivering stillness. Becoming the seed of a lotus bud, the possibility of the emergence of a lotus bud. Feeling that upward movement through the many layers of silt and water. Being the lotus bud, rising to the surface in a new day, feeling the light coming downwards through the water, touching the bud, touching the still tightly curled leaves, encouraging, welcoming, enabling. Breaking surface. Feeling the leaves unfold to receive the full light of the sun. Feeling the opening of the lotus bud, the opening of the lotus flower, as the sacred blue lotus unfurls, opens. And you emerge as Asa Unnefa, myself declared in beauty, showing the fullness of your being in the fragrance that arises from the flower, being aware of the many lotuses flowering also with you, feeling your connection with the great field of the company of the blue lotus. Arising together, connected together, flowering together, fragrancing the world. Feel your connection through the stem and the root into the place of the beginning. Feel the continuity, the thread of awareness that aligns all levels into the act of flowering and fragrancing. Feeling as you do so the mystery that all the lotuses are one lotus, so that we are held together, connected together, and in the center of all is the child of living light, who touches all hearts and touches all worlds. Feel your connection to that source of blessing, light and life. And when you are ready, open your senses into this room, that the radiance of the blue lotus and the living child of light may be brought into the world in peace and blessing. Thank you.